It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver health officials say it ordered a post office distribution center to stop operations because of coronavirus. But CPR's Haley Sanchez reports the facility is still running.
The Denver Distribution Center provides mail to all of Colorado and Wyoming. Denver's Department of Public Health and Environment ordered the center to close because the state has reported multiple employees who tested positive for COVID-19. Officials conducted an investigation at the site earlier this week, but made minimal observations, quote, due to the refusal of information and access to the facility. A USPS spokesman says they strongly disagree with the order and it's business as usual at the center. He says they are working with the health department and are confident the order will be rescinded. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
Colorado Blood Banks say they're facing a blood shortage. The nonprofit Vitalant says its shortage is critical because of the combination of stay-at-home orders keeping donors away and now the resumption of elective surgeries in the state. Vitalant says canceled blood drives have meant a loss of more than 15,000 donations over the past few months. They're asking people to donate. Both donors and staff have to wear masks during that process. With the pandemic keeping people home, Denver International Airport expects a big drop-off in travelers this weekend. Airport officials project weekend traffic will be down 85% from this time last year. Traffic last week was down even more, 89% compared with 2019. Passengers are now required to wear masks in the airport and on most airlines. Colorado high school students are finishing up their advanced placement exams this week. For many, it was frustrating. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Some districts reported no problems. Others said students struggled with technology or the system wouldn't allow them to submit their answers. A class action lawsuit was filed this week in federal court against test administrator, the College Board. Denver social studies teacher Haley Braden.
Hopefully it raises some awareness that if you had issues with the exam, you're not the only one. And there's people who are concerned about this too.
The lawsuit seeks damages and asks that students' answers be accepted. Students take the tests over 2 weeks. Unlike last week's test takers, students taking the exam this week are allowed to email in their responses. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
It's mostly sunny today for Colorado. The Denver area could see rain by the end of the weekend. This is CPR News.